Chicago's two big daily newspapers, the Sun-Times and the Tribune, are used to battling each other for readers. Now, both of them have a new weapon, slick tabloid editions designed to appeal to a younger demographic. The Tribune's Red Eye and the Sun-Times' Red Streak are streamlined, commuter-friendly versions of the parent papers, but the new look is prompting criticism that the papers are pandering to the short attention span generation. From Chicago, David Shaper reports.
At newsstands and L and subway stops throughout the city, the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times give away free copies of the Red Eye and the Red Streak, new tabloids targeting 18 to 34-year-olds. Nationwide, only about one-fifth of this demographic reads a daily newspaper. If interested in the news at all, they get it from TV, radio, the internet, and other sources. But some of these potential readers are looking at the bold headlines, sharp colors, and snappy graphics and copy of the Red Eye and Red Streak.
I don't know. What I read, it was pretty interesting. It seems like it's geared towards people my age, so.
20-year-old Sarah Sperling likes the quick synopsis of the news, while 23-year-old Jason Bales is attracted to the greater emphasis on pop culture.
You know, what's J-Lo and Ben Affleck doing? And, I mean, there's an article on MTV right here, and Spider-Man, and I mean, it's just, this is what we're into.
But critics call the Red Eye and the Red Streak condescending and charge that they dumb down the news and overemphasize entertainment, nightlife, sports, and sex. For example, pre-election editions carried almost no campaign news, and a day after headline dubbed Illinois Governor-elect Rod Blagojevich, G-Rod. Michael Miner writes a media column in the independent weekly paper, The Chicago Reader.
To me, it's so unappealing, and to, you know, the people I talk to, it's so insulting that I don't know how it's going to capture anyone.
Miner said the Red Eye and the Red Streak are doing young readers a disservice by condensing important news into just a few paragraphs. He says the tabloids should instead present news with the young reader's perspective in mind.
You don't have a look into the souls of 18 to 34-year-olds that you're not going to get any other way. You have a look into the minds of marketing people who think that they can woo 18 to 34-year-olds, which is a very different thing.
We expected that criticism to a great deal. And
Joe Knowles is co-editor of the Tribune's Red Eye.
And you know, short doesn't mean stupid. Headline news does a nice job of catching you up on the news in a half an hour. I don't think people think that's stupid.
Knowles admits the tabloid isn't likely to win a Pulitzer anytime soon, but he says Red Eye isn't meant to replace the Tribune, or the New York Times for that matter. He says it provides a service for people pressed for time. He says the name Red Eye is supposed to conjure up a late night, out past your bedtime kind of thing. Knowles takes a jab at the rival Sun-Times tabloid, pointing out that the Red Streak is even racier, with its sex advice columns, nude photos, and edgy graphics. For his part, Sun-Times and Red Streak editor-in-chief Michael Cook says he isn't bothered by criticism either.
Who cares what the critics say? The market will decide, and we won't know that for some time. The critics didn't like USA Today, remember?
Cook says the name Red Streak comes from an evening edition the paper printed decades ago. And he's upset with rival Tribune's motives for launching the Red Eye to begin with.
They want our readers, and that's what they're aiming for. No matter what they tell you, they're going after the 18 to 34-year-old reader, and mostly they belong to us.
The Sun-Times does have a substantial lead among young urban readers and launched Red Streak chiefly to fight off what Cook calls a Tribune invasion of its turf. Both papers say they're in this fight for the long haul, and analysts say it'll take a long competitive battle to determine if either or both can succeed. Even though for the first few weeks the papers are free, there's little evidence that either the Red Streak or the Red Eye has hooked a significant number of new young readers. And it remains to be seen if those who are reading the new tabloids will cough up the 25 cents the papers will begin charging soon. But newspapers across the country are watching this experiment closely as they too search for ways to put their papers in the hands of younger readers. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper in Chicago.